hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind.
Welcome to Issues weekly broadcast on Spirit FM 88.3. Romans chapter 13 verse 11 to 12 says, "And that knowing the time, that now is the high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light." On this broadcast, Brother Eben and his team reveal supernatural visions, dreams and prophecies with the accounts of the Bible, real testimony soundbite of heaven and hell that can affect your life eternally. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth, on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on earth. Topical areas include the reality of life, heaven and hell, the afterlife, times and many more. This program is live every Saturday from 8 to 10 p.m. Be blessed as you are encouraged to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
Around me, I see prophecies fulfilled. Signs of the times, they're appearing everywhere.
Of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. On this broadcast, Brother Eben and his team reveal supernatural visions, dreams and prophecies with the accounts of the Bible, real testimony soundbite of heaven and hell that can affect your life eternally. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth, on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on earth. Topical areas include the reality of life, heaven and hell, the afterlife, times and many more. This program is live every Saturday from 8 to 10 p.m. Be blessed as you are encouraged to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
Around me, I see prophecies fulfilled. Signs of the times, they're appearing everywhere.
A very good evening to our listeners. This is Spirit 88.3 FM. The program is Issues of Life. We thank God for tonight, the 19th of December. And tonight happens to be the last edition of Issues for the year 2020. And indeed, we have every reason to thank God for keeping us through the year, bringing us through this last edition. And indeed, a very complicated year, as some call it, a year so many thoughts was not going to be this way, but at the end of the day, we can't predict, we can't control how things go in the world and in this life. But well, so far as we have life, we have every reason to thank God, and we give God that glory and honor. I'm Eben, I'm in the studio with Brother Yao Redu, and tonight will be bringing our usual discussions to you, and especially in the times we live in, I mean, truth is more of a scarcity, but once there's truth, we have to say it as it is. Truth may not be pleasant when the time is not due for it, ideally. I mean, so it will look like it's unpleasant, but at the right time, the truth becomes a reality, and it makes sense to those who appreciate it. And so, well, some may think, well, what you say, you're scaring us, conspiracy theory or whatever. And you know, this week I wrote something on my wall that, you know, Noah seemed like a conspiracy theorist until the rain started coming, you know. It had not rained, and you say it's coming to rain, and you are building an ark on a dry land. You know, I can imagine if it were to be our time, CNN, Joy FM, the Concorsa Media, all of them would be there with their cameras and, you know, streaming, and how the social media would be mocking him. Hey, Odinoa, hey, this man, Charlie. But when the first drop started, then the second one, oh, it will stop. Hey, then, umbrella. Then, hey, no, this old man was not joking. But at that point, God himself, you know, God knew that if God didn't shut the door, no one will have mercy on the people. So he himself shut it. And then that's all. But, well, that's where we find ourselves in, where things are gradually shaping out to be the end times indeed, because the combination of things coming together now makes it expressly clear that this is the end times we find ourselves in. Amazing things are happening even in the heavenlies. I mean, today's news, let me just start off from the news, and then we'll be going through and we'll be discussing things alongside. Let me start reading Genesis 1:14. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. The lights that God created, the first purpose was to divide the day and night. And then the next purpose for their creation was to be for signs before even the calendar used of the times and the seasons and all that. So the heavenlies, the signs in the heavenlies are to communicate to us, send signals to us, coded and uncoded. I mean, but you know, all through history, there's been a lot of encounters where there were meteors or comets or stars or planetary movements heralded or came before some things happened, some on the actual dates, some even eclipses and all these things have been recorded to have happened on some specific historic dates. And all so many things, if you do a lot of research, you find so many things have happened on days in which there were signs in the heavenlies to confirm that indeed something was happening on earth. And this week, 14th December, was the last eclipse for the year. Okay. And let me read this news. This is not my headline, just as it is from space.com. The only total solar eclipse of 2020 may be one few get a chance to see. And this report was before the dates. Yeah. It would only seem appropriate that the final eclipse in this eccentric year, I like the way they describe it, eccentric year, 2020, will be visible only from Patagonia. Patagonia, that's the name of, the nickname of that place is, quote, the end of the world, unquote.
Patagonia's nickname is
the end of the world. Because it reaches all the way to the bottom of the South American continent. While parts of Chile and Argentina will experience a total solar eclipse, with the moon completely blocking out the sun, a partial solar eclipse will be visible only from the lower two-thirds of the South America and a narrow slice of the Southwestern Africa. North America will not see any part of it. So the actual place that saw it was the very southern tip of South America, where they call the Patagonia. And the name, that coded message, the name, the end of the world.
End of the world.
You know, God speaks to us. God sends signals to us. If this is not a coded message from God to remind us that indeed the end of the world is ahead of us, I mean, we are in the season of it, what else can this mean? Then the next one, rare, this is also not my headline, no. Just as it is, rare, quote, star of Bethlehem, unquote, star of Bethlehem to appear December 21st. And here is what astronomy says about the biblical star at Christ's birth. This is CBN News. Later this month, you can witness a rare event in the night sky that has not been seen in almost 8 centuries. That is 800 years. There are reports the two largest planets in our solar system, Jupiter and Saturn, will align on December 21st to create what sometimes referred to as star, a Christmas star or Star of Bethlehem. When the planets line up on the day marking the start of the winter solstice, they will appear to form a double planet. It's a rare event and one that hasn't been seen since the Middle Ages, according to Forbes.com. But in reality, the planets won't be close at all. It will just look like that to viewers on Earth. As CBN News has reported, whilst there have been many theories about the identity of the biblical star of Bethlehem that appeared at Christ's birth, a combination of historical research, astronomical insight, and biblical understanding... has come together to present a plausible explanation that is both miraculous and understandable. This theory finds the planet Jupiter to be part of that star. In the ancient world, all heavenly bodies were considered stars. The Magi, or the wise men, were most likely court advisors in Babylon who used the stars to give guidance to their ruler. Why would God guide astrologers of all people to the King of Kings? This example, according to some writers, was Christ's first human ministry to unbelievers. We now know what these conjunctions mean to these Magi, as they would have observed from their far-off land. The conjunctions involve the constellation Leo, the lion, the planet Venus, the planet Jupiter, and the star Regulus. To the Babylonians, the lion represented Israel. Venus was motherhood. Jupiter stood for fatherhood or kinship, and Regulus symbolized royalty. Put these together in the Babylonian mindset, what do you get? A clear and repeated message that a grand king had been born in Israel. Larson used computerized astronomical tools to track the convergence of these heavenly signs involving Jupiter, Venus, Leo, and Regulus back to when they would have occurred. 9 months after that first conjunction, 9 months, that's the gestation period of a human, we see Jupiter and Venus come together to form the brightest star anyone had ever seen, and that is according to Larson. And you know, the signs in the heavenlies,
in the signs,
9 months, you know, the timing. See, so those, when they saw the star, it had a clear message for them.
That's why they were looking for.
Now, if we are seeing a star coming together 800 years down the line, clearly God is saying something. It just can't be coincidence. It just can't be just for us to see and just that's all. No. There's a message there. That's why I started with Genesis 1:14. These things have been created as signs. Where we find ourselves now in the world, when everything is just unpredictable and people have started complaining that next year. So, no, I jokingly wrote on my word that December should slow down small.
We are not in a hurry.
Because it's like... See, so, but it's so clear that we are in times where, or in which the Bible talks about. So combine the total eclipse and the location where it was seen and the code name they used in that place.
The end of the world.
Now compare it with this star that is coming up 800 years after. And, you know, so many things are happening beyond even on Earth as well. Now let's get into Antarctica. Why is Antarctica shaking like crazy? That's the headline, not mine.
Not yours.
Now the writers themselves can see that something is not right in the world. More than 50,000 earthquakes in 3 months, and this baffles scientists. 50,000 earthquakes in 3 months in the Antarctica. 50,000, not one, not two, 50,000.
Let me just read 24.
Yeah.
Matthew 24, the verse, let me see, verse 6. Mm-hmm. It says, for nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famine, pestilences, and earthquakes mm-hmm. in diverse places. So the earthquakes is 50,000 happening, and you get to know all these things are happening concurrently.
Yes, you know, pestilences. Mm. Koro has, I mean, that is his own thing. Many weird phenomena are currently taking place in Antarctica, whilst enigmatic deep space signals are hitting the surface of the continent. More than 50,000 tremors have rocked Antarctica since the end of August. Such an impressive spike in seismic activity has never been witnessed by scientists. Okay, then we get into Koro business. Bill Gates, these are my, not mine, no. I mean, today, everything, I mean, I don't write in, I just copy.
Quote and unquote.
This headline says, Bill Gates says lockdowns could continue into 2022. We are in 2020, projecting 2022, and believes restaurants will be closed for the next 6 months. Huh? They are collapsing businesses by the time this whole thing is over. Already, I read one financial report that says that thousands of businesses in the US will never recover again because they've closed for good. The thing is, you see, there's a multi-dimensional approach. Collapse the world economy and build it back again in a controlled manner. But we'll talk about it later. Bill Gates says lockdowns could continue into 2022 and believes restaurants will be closed for the next 6 months. Bill Gates says he expects that the coronavirus-related lockdowns could drag into 2022, with restaurants closing their doors for the next 6 months. The billionaire Microsoft founder offered his predictions during an interview with CNN's Jake Tapper on Sunday as the U.S. sets new records for new cases, hospitalizations, and deaths over a 7-day period. Asked how bad he thinks the COVID-19 crisis will get in the next few months before vaccines become widely available, Gates said, well, sadly, the next 4 to 6 months could be the worst of the pandemic. Forecast shows over 200,000 additional deaths. If we would follow the rules in terms of wearing masks and not mixing, we could avoid a large percentage of those deaths. So in the near term, it's bad news. He went on to signal his support for drastic restrictions, including California Governor Gavin Newsom's latest stay-at-home order affecting more than 75% of the state. Well, certainly, mask wearing has essentially no downsides, Gates said. Bars and restaurants in most of the country will be closed as we go into this wave, and I think, sadly, that's appropriate. You don't want somebody you love to be the last to die of coronavirus, he said. Or he added, Gates noted that deciding whether to keep schools open is more complicated than other businesses because the benefits of in-person learning are high whilst transmission rates among children are low. The trade-offs will have to be made, but the next 4 to 6 months really call on us to do our best because we can see that this will end, he said. And then Tapper then probed, when do you think life will fully return to what we thought of as normal? Back in January, no masks, no social distancing, no other protective measures necessary, Gates replied, certainly, by the summer, we will be way closer to normal than we are now. But even through early 2022, unless we help other countries get rid of this disease and we get high vaccination rates in our country, the risk of reintroduction will be there. Let me say something here. You know, this is what is going to happen. They are going to create the impression that those who refuse to be vaccinated are the reasons why you don't have your freedom.
Thank you.
So that is what is going to create the anger and the hatred from those who have been vaccinated. Because the lockdown will still be there, restrictions will still be limited, and they will say that until we are all vaccinated, we cannot increase or give our freedoms back to the system. So now those who have been vaccinated will see you who is not vaccinated as a threat to the system. That's when the anger and the reporting and the beating and the killings will come, because now the people will now see you as you are the problem. You, and now, if you look at the trend, it's mainly Christians and conservatives who are beginning to say no and opposing it and giving reasons why it shouldn't be taken. So this whole thing will be summarized as anti-Christian.
And as at that time, those who have taken the vaccine, they will be manipulating your minds, your thoughts, your feelings, everything. So you attack those who are yet to receive it without even having the conscience that they are human beings. That's what is going to happen.
Mother will report the child. Child will report the father. Father will report the child. Hey, things are coming on. You know, it goes on and on. And then, let me read one part where it says, Gates said that funding would be focused on creating vaccines for those not just in the U.S. but around the world. Mm-hmm. That's, now when he says this, you know that he's talking to Africa. He also addressed rampant online conspiracy theories that his foundation was working with Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of NIH, to inject microchips into people with the vaccine, saying that such rumors surprised him. You know, I'm not even quite sure how to react, he said. Dr. Fauci and I believe in vaccines. Vaccines have saved millions of lives. That is what our foundation is all about. And so our expertise was valuable here in getting the scale up of those things. You can read more from Daily Mail.
And this is why many, in 2019, mm-hmm. did we have corona then in 2019?
No.
Let me read this. You know, usually, when you listen to this program, don't forget the things we've said in time past.
In the past, yeah.
It's like the word of God. When you read it, don't forget it.
Mm-hmm.
Because a time come, you must apply it. This is Bill Gates.
Yeah.
And now, in 2019, there was nothing like corona.
19th
there
December.
Was nothing like vaccine. But listening to 19th December 2019, so today is 19th.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, one year today.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
When there was nothing like corona, listening to what Bill Gates posted on Twitter, mm-hmm. was he aware that corona will come? That is why sometimes when people say they created corona, I don't doubt it. Because in 2019, December 19th, that is exactly a year today, there was nothing like corona. Listening to this, Bill Gates tweet. 19th December 2019. And I'm reading. What's next for our foundation? I am particularly excited about what the next year could mean for one of the best buys in global health vaccines.
Coded message.
This is 1 year exactly today. When there was nothing like corona, when we did not know what was about to happen in the year 2020, mm-hmm. but Bill Gates knew the best buys in 2020
will be vaccines.
So was it not that it was created? Was he not aware of what is happening? And you want us to trust our life with such a person? Mm-hmm. I prefer to die of any disease I get that will need a vaccine. If it is a vaccine from today, that will help me to survive in it. Sickness,
mm-hmm.
and I will die.
Okay, then let's go to the wife. That's the next headline.
Nurse. Doctor has spoken.
This one to the headline, Melinda Gates says, we have a moral responsibility to make sure, listen to the words very well, pay attention to the words. This is Bill Gates' wife. We have a moral responsibility to make sure everybody gets COVID-19 vaccine.
Read it again, sir.
We have a moral responsibility.
Who gave them that moral?
Self-imposed world leadership.
To make sure.
The word sure. Make sure everybody gets COVID-19 vaccine. This is worldwide.
Are we hearing?
Moral responsibility to make sure everybody gets COVID-19 vaccine. One of the biggest voices in the fight to crash COVID-19 pandemic is speaking out against vaccine nationalism. Quote, I'm deeply concerned whenever I hear about vaccine nationalism. I think we have a moral responsibility to make sure everybody gets a vaccine, unquote. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation co-chair Melinda Gates told Yahoo Finance, quote, if there's an estimate that says that if only high-income countries get a vaccine first, we are going to see twice as much death around the world, and we are going to have a much, much slower recovery of all of our economies, not just the middle and low income, but even the high-income countries, unquote. Vaccine nationalism is the view that in response to pandemics or other health crises, countries put their own interests first instead of joining forces globally to tackle the problem. In effect, countries with the funds to do so hoard precious vaccines and crowd out less financially fortunate countries. The problem here, as it pertains to the COVID-19 pandemic, is that wealthy countries such as US and UK have already purchased large quantities of yet-to-be-approved vaccines from the likes of Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson. Whilst that is great news for their respective populations, to Gates' point, it could lead to an uneven economic recovery process as less wealthy countries struggle to gain access to the needed vaccines. And this could have a very negative impact in 2021 and beyond as vaccines begin to be distributed. Vaccine nationalism could cost the global economy up to $1.2 trillion a year in GDP, according to research from RAND Corporation. The research shows the US, UK, European Union, and other high-income countries in total stand to lose about $119 billion a year if the poorest countries are denied supplies of a COVID-19 vaccine. Do you see the angle they are coming from? You see, this week I heard a business news in Ghana. Bank of Ghana reports is that our economy is bouncing back well. Now, these people are trying to say that if we all don't get the vaccine, our economies are not going to do well. But we don't have vaccine, our economy is doing well. It's improving. Post-COVID, I mean, not fully post, but post the lockdown, I mean, the earlier lockdowns and things, economy is bouncing back without vaccine. But they are going to push it through the AU and the top, the system that if we don't get it, your economy will not do well.
But you people are finished with election. They are now going because some people, it's going to happen. No, there is nothing we can do. If these people are speaking, they know what it is worldwide. They have the power. They have the finances.
They control
this. If they bring it and you don't accept it, what happens? They'll find some abungulori. They screw, and they carry you away. So, by all means, for those that are looking for positions, they're going to bow down. But we pray our God see his children through.
Now listen to this very interesting headline. This is from dailymail.co.uk. Surgeon General, that's the US Surgeon General, Jerome Adams, says people still need to wear masks and socially distance after they've been vaccinated because it doesn't prevent infection, just severe illness. I mean, so a friend wrote on my wall that there was the essence of the vaccine.
Forcing people.
You see.
So meaning there is something in the vaccine you want it to enter human beings. If it wouldn't stop the spread,
then,
and it wouldn't protect us, then why are you making it mandatory, linking it to banking, linking it to finance, linking it to school, linking it to everything? Then there is something in there that they want it to enter your skin.
Before, remember, Bill Gates, we quoted him, he said it actually, that until there is vaccine, we cannot go back to normal life. He said it, other people said it, the top people, they said it. Now the vaccine is coming or has come, and they've started shifting the poll again now that, the vaccine is not enough. You still have to put on nose masks even after being vaccinated. You still have to do social distancing after being vaccinated. So shops will still have to be closed after getting the vaccine. That's what Bill Gates was saying. So then what is the essence of the vaccine then? Because if the vaccine is not going to protect you fully as they claim, and you can still spread and you can still be infected, but it's just for serious illnesses, then Oh yeah, Mr. Nyama. You see, so we have to be analytical about the words.
We should be thinking.
A pastor friend said something some time back that we've gotten to the point where pastors should just move beyond just the Bible alone and know what is happening in reality.
That is it.
Because you see, if you use only the Bible now, the times you are in now, you can read your Bible from morning to evening the whole year. It's good. The Holy Spirit will talk to you. God will reveal things to you. But I can assure you and 100% sure that you will not be fully informed about what is happening in the world and being able to link it successfully with what is in the Bible. Because if you don't know what is happening in the world and you are in your room and reading your Bible and Bible and Bible alone, how do you know when the Bible is being fulfilled outside your room? That linkage is where now you should know what is happening in the world, in the news, and the current affairs and the geopolitics, or is with Bible prophecy is being fulfilled in these areas. So if you stick to the Bible alone, how do you know when the Bible prophecy is being fulfilled? That missing link is where a lot of pastors are suffering from, because I mean, sometimes you talk to people and it's like they know next to nothing about what is happening in the world. They have no idea. It's like, it's like they have no ideas. This is happening, that is happening, this is happening. But pastors, please get informed. Church leaders, I mean, get informed, and so that you can appreciate Bible prophecy better. Because you see, Bible prophecy encompasses current affairs, geopolitics, I mean, even geography is important. Because if things are happening, like this Strange Sounds website, they report a lot of things, Bible prophecies about nature and things. A lot is happening. But if you don't have that information, you see, sometimes I see the thing, I see the news, and it's not me, it's the Holy Spirit that even draws my attention that this verse is what is playing out. Then now, sometimes you go back and read, and you get that better understanding and that confirmation. You see, so the Holy Spirit can work to a certain point if you are not well informed. See, that's why we should know the times we are in. And that's the essence of this segment of this program, where we let people know the things happening in the world compared to exactly what the Bible talks about, so that we can appreciate the things we see and the times we live in and know that, yes, we are not in ordinary times. Now, the next few ones, and we are almost done. This headline, too, is from CNBC. It says, you can't sue Pfizer or Moderna, that's the vaccine manufacturers, if you have severe COVID vaccine side effects, according to the government. And they say that the government won't compensate you for damages either.
Yeah, because, you know, I got some video, about 28 minutes, where I've divided it into about 5 parts. A lot of the doctors are also talking about it.
Yeah.
That what makes them not to trust those vaccines wanting to inject them is that the people or the companies that manufactured it, they have now been absorbed.
Yeah.
And they've been given free license that you cannot seal the companies.
They cannot be held
So the doctors are saying, if we cannot seal them for adverse effect, how do you want us to now inject that into human beings? Because if they themselves and the government are running away from the, if you knew it was that safe, why are they giving them immunity about the vaccine if it was that safe? And you know it's not going to bring any side effects. Why are you giving them immunity? So the doctor said this is common sense.
US has done it too. UK has
done
it.
UK. These are freedom nations. Democratic nations like US, UK are now giving them immunity from being sued before court. And you think this is sensible for you to go and take it?
Now we go to Israel, where this headline says Israeli government confirms it will issue COVID vaccine passports, granting access to places, quote, restricted to other populations, unquote. Now, a few of the details. Israel has confirmed that it will issue official identification to those who receive a coronavirus jab, that's a vaccine or injection, which will be used to bestow certain privileges, not enjoyed by people who remain unvaccinated.
Your friend is scamming. He's coming. He's coming.
Health Minister Yuli Edelstein said on Wednesday that plans to create, quote, a green COVID-19 passport would soon be implemented as Israel gears up to begin mass vaccinations. Quote, two weeks after the second shot, a person who has vaccinated will receive a green passport, unquote. He explained, adding that the document will free people from isolation, that's into bracket requirements, and allow people to enter places that will still be restricted to other populations. That means without the vaccine, you are going to be restricted in Israel. You can't go to some parts of the system, the country. And yeah, do you know, when I was in region, they do know what just came to mind. It's going to be a normal card, which means people can also manufacture their fake ones to bypass the system. That is when they will say that no. If people are also manufacturing theirs, to then there should be a system which that one you can.
And get this.
Interesting.
No matter how rich you are, without bribing, without taking the vaccine and taking your destiny, will you get access to those places? No matter how rich you are. So in the time coming, your rights, you're going to lose everything.
It will start little by little.
You have money, you have resources, you cannot use it. Where will you be driving the car to? Which shop are you?
No, you remember when the lockdown came. You stand on the road, you see the number of cars. Where are people going to? All the clubs are closed.
This is everything we are about to lose it. Reverend,
still in Israel. This, seriously, of all the news I'm working on today or reading today, this is the one that really shook me a little. Israeli rabbi urges, quote, limited sanctions, unquote, on COVID-19 vaccine refuses.
Amen.
Let me repeat.
Before you read it, I've been warning people against Israel, those so-called rabbis.
Oh, yes.
Because majority of them do not even believe in Jesus. So why is it that Christians, majority of us, seems to revere them so much? Majority of them are working for the Antichrist. And if a rabbi is saying this, Reverend Joshua.
You know, a few weeks ago, one of their top rabbis said that they're already in talks with the Messiah, and soon he'll be coming.
Thank you. They know him. The Antichrist. They know him.
Interesting times we live in, indeed.
Jesus is in heaven, and now their Messiah, they are in talks with him. This is a human Messiah. So if we follow these people, the only people who have the stamp of God as of now, who are truly working for God, are Christians who have accepted Christ Jesus and walking strictly according to his word. Apart from that, all other people are fake.
Anyone who refuses to take the coronavirus vaccine should be hit with limited social sanctions as a result, according to Chuha Center for Jewish Ethics Director Rabbi Yuval Shelo in a statement. The sanctions proposed by Shelo, who is a leading ethicist in Israel, would consist of keeping people from frequenting business establishments. Frequenting business establishments like retailers and public transportation. Business, he explained, should be allowed to ask customers for proof that they have been vaccinated, and public transport and flights have an ethical obligation to turn away those who haven't been vaccinated. Business, is it not the same as buying and selling?
It's scamming.
What this man is saying is, if you don't have it, you don't have a proof of vaccination,
they should turn you away.
You should not be able to buy or sell.
Today, when you go to mall, our Kumasi mall, without a mask,
no entry,
would they allow you to enter? Would they allow you?
No.
You have your money. You want to go and buy. It's coming. Let's be prepared. Make up your mind.
You can read excerpts from the J Post, Jerusalem Post. And then we go to this one. This one is Canada. You know, a lot is happening around the world at the same time. Let me quickly read this one. This headline, this is not my headline. No. Announcing a vaccinations-based caste system. A caste system is like, you know, I don't use the word tribe, like, but it's like an identity, a group. You know, like in India, they have, I think, four castes, different groups. Oh, yeah. So this headline is announcing a vaccinations-based caste system. In other words, grouping people who have vaccinated and those who haven't vaccinated. It's not the same thing we are talking about here. Let me just go through a quick review of it. This week, Health Minister Christine Elliott of Ontario, Canada, announced that the province is planning to implement what can be best described as a caste system that categorizes people and determines their legally allowed activities based on whether or not they have been vaccinated for COVID. It's not the same thing that Rabbi is saying.
Limited restriction.
You know, they're
talking the same language.
They say it from different
English,
different angles.
So.
Now let's go to, this headline is also very interesting. COVID vaccine certificate could lead to, quote, global identity document, unquote, used for all aspects of life, according to Human Rights NGO, and they are warning about it.
Wait a minute.
This is not a church, oh. This is a Human Rights NGO. They can
they
foresee
are
that
the red light.
The traits,
these are not Christians.
This is where this thing is leading to. COVID-19 vaccination program being launched around the world opened the door to new forms of identification that could lead to greater government control over daily life. Privacy International has cautioned in a new report. In its analysis, the UK-based human rights group said that vaccination cards and immunity passports being issued by some governments could pave the way for, quote, digital identity schemes, unquote, and other forms of ID. Whilst countries like UK insist that such documents are simply used to keep a record of vaccinations and remind people when they need to receive a second dose of the drug, Privacy International detailed how the seemingly, I like the word they use, seemingly benign cards, which on their face appear necessary, could evolve into something quite different. These people are prophetic. The thing looks harmless on the surface, but remember, it can evolve into something.
Somebody sent me a message, and how true it is.
Okay, let me finish.
Just linking it up with what it said. October 21st. That's October 2021. Introduction of COVID passports in digital and card format. Only those vaccinated can work and travel. November 2021, COVID vaccination becomes mandatory.
Which country?
This is a man. Somebody said that he gave like a whole list of, you see, the New World Order plan. December 2022, December 2021, enlisted a lot. How true is it? But when you look at it, you get, you know,
as for next year, there are things in it, but
there is some
internet
sense.
Said 2020,
and talking about the passport, you say December 2021, COVID passports changes name to health passport and become accepted as normal way of life.
Back to the same what this woman is saying. Yeah.
That is, when you were saying, I went looking for it.
Let me continue. It says, the group said if vaccines ever become a requirement or are used to grant certain privileges, there becomes a need to verify any related documents, essentially turning the card into a pass.
Thank you.
And that's when it becomes an identity document. And once you have multiple uses, example, access to services in multiple domains, that is public sector, private sector, in multiple countries, that is travel, then we are approaching a global identity document needed to live your life.
Yeah, that is all.
Worldwide. And that's, you see, that's why we are bringing
that
this angle
all
of various countries and what people are saying. For us in Africa, because this whole thing, vaccine, in this case, it's like we've not heard that people. But our president has signed already, in case you don't know, May 18th, he signed it.
Our president signed. That is, May 15th, 2020. Yeah, Emperor Penny Bill Gates said, "Oh, Africans are who stop also."
You know, let me finish quickly. It says, according to the organization, such function creep could be harnessed by authorities to roll out a digital ID that can be used for law enforcement, counterterrorism, and immigration, areas that typically fall outside the scope of health of public health. Using the coronavirus pandemic, government could shortcut public debate about these new forms of identification and what they mean for the lives of citizens, according to Privacy International.
When they say peace and security, this is what they're going to use, safety. They will tell you, we need this to ensure we fight against terrorists and others. When they were closing down churches for COVID, was it not because of the same safety?
You know, even, I think I left one news, Brazil, their Supreme Court has also ruled that people will have to take the vaccine. Those who don't take it will have to pay a price for it. So one country...
You have limited privileges.
One country after the other.
Starting.
Okay, a few of the persecution news and we are done. Thousands of pastors go into hiding amid China's rising persecution and attempts to eradicate Christianity. The interesting thing is, anytime anyone tries to eradicate Christianity, Christianity rather grows underground. Tens of thousands of house church pastors and evangelists across China have gone into hiding as the Communist Party prepares for what seems like a final assault on Christianity in an attempt to eradicate it from the country, according to missions group Asia Harvest. In its final newsletter for 2020, Asia Harvest said pastors have disconnected their phones from their phones and computers so that government authorities can no longer use these devices to track their movements. These pastors have also reportedly destroyed the microchips inside their ID cards so authorities cannot track their locations using those devices either. Each person in China must have an ID card. It is impossible for a person to catch a flight or train, open a bank account, get a job, or rent an apartment without using their card. Each ID card contains a microchip, which is also used to track people's movements.
So, Bremen, the newsletter by added, destroying the ID cards, meaning they have cut themselves off.
They are not part of the system. All services, they can't sit in the train.
And that is what is coming, and we are not ready.
They can't sit in the train, they can't fly again, you can't go to a hotel, you can't rent an apartment. You have to be hiding in the villages and all
this. This thing we're talking about, others are suffering it already. They are in it already. It is just that the time is coming, it will be worldwide. We are also going to learn from them. That is all. It is already in the system.
And on and on. Christian Post. So you can read more from there.
That particular message, kindly send that one to you.
Okay. And then in Nigeria, 2,200 Nigerian Christians have been killed in 2020. And 34,400 since 2009. According to Inter Society reports, the Nigeria issue there is really, really worrying. And then back to the US, and the last but one news. This headline says, like a barcode, quote and unquote, like a barcode, Andrew Yang calls for way to show proof of someone's vaccination. Former Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang is calling for a system. People can use to provide proof that they have been vaccinated for COVID-19, suggesting something like a barcode they can download to their phone would make it easy to safely congregate. And then Yang, whose campaign for the White House was based on platform calling for universal basic income, tweeted on Friday, "Is there a way for someone to easily show that they have been vaccinated, like a barcode they can download to their phone? There ought to be. There ought to be.
It's a must.
That means there should be." let's look at... Okay, let me finish the last news item. Then, okay, but I could be sure of you. Okay, last one. Parents, beware. This is the headline. Cartoon Network now tells children there are many gender identities. Parents, please, don't follow English Premier League because of that. So you are keeping that decoder in your house. Because you get your football to watch, And when you've gone to work, your children will also be feasting on poisonous children cartoon channels. These networks used to be clean and safe some years back, but not again, no longer. They are now dangerous platforms where, you see, and the danger is, it's not that the bad ones are being shown every day now. No. So if you say you are monitoring, you can open your eyes and open it wide the whole weekend. You will not see any bad thing. The day you get up, then they will drop the poison. You see, the only thing, the safe advice is just avoid it. They don't need it to survive. Yes, years back, it was good. But now, Cartoon Network, Nickelodeon, all these kids channels are heavily poisoned. Even the Ghanaian TV stations, what they show. You see, let me explain something. The Ghanaian networks, they just source their information or their videos from online or from their sources in the US and elsewhere. They are just in for what people will watch so that they can keep their traffic on their channels. They are not, quote unquote, spiritually discerning like we talk about here. So when they get some cartoons from outside or wherever they get it from, whether downloaded or imported for them, they are not concerned about watching every second to see if there's some LGBT or there's some transgender something in there. No. So far as the cartoon is branded, oh, okay, this series or this, oh, okay, then it's good. So they will show it without they themselves even knowing that. Because I'm saying this because I've seen one network here that was about 4 years ago, and they were showing one Saturday morning. I just put the TV on, and you know, seriously, I mean, virtually witchcraft being taught through cartoons. On one of the, I won't mention the name for obvious reason, but one of the network, the local free to air, Saturday morning, it's not also the time that children watch cartoons the most. You see, so the system is so polluted that it's a gamble to just allow your children to just watch things end to end as though it's okay. No, we've gone past that era where you can trust the systems that your children are watching the children's channels. So there are very few clean channels in the system. But now it's so dangerous to just allow them to just watch free-to-air TV without any controls. So please, don't follow your passions for your sports and your soap operas. And because of that, keep channels in your house, which eventually your children will also get tempted to see what they shouldn't see. The program is Issues of Life. I'll be back after this break.
Today, let's just look back over our lives. Everything that the Lord has done. Let's just tell Him how thankful and how grateful we are. From our hearts.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son.
Illustrate the problem of going through life without God, Amazing Alan will attempt to disarm this bomb without a manual.
Not to worry, guys. Everyone knows you always cut the red wire.
Okay, Alan. Everyone behind the cement walls. And action.
Yellow, green, blue. Guys, there's no red wire. What do I do?
Whatever feels right, Alan.
Whatever feels right?
Just do what's right for you, Alan.
Well, if I would have designed this bomb, I would have put in a red wire.
That's the point, Alan. We didn't design life either. That's why we need God.
Ha-ha! Here's a red wire! I knew I could do this on my own!
The Bible is our owner's manual. It gives us practical instruction on how to live life.
Got to be a better way to make these points, guys.
Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio at lifelinepro.com. So
you're... Welcome back. Issues of Life is the program. This is Eben. I'm in the studio with Brother Yao Redu. We thank God for the last edition of the year. And, you know, you can listen to previous editions on spiritissues.info. Last week's, last 2 weeks, and previous ones there. And these days I add the news as well. So you can also download the news later on. I'll add it, I'll upload it. But the news that I read, I add the text, I upload the Word documents there on the site. You can get it. And I add some featured news items to sometimes I add some there as well. And, you know, these things are available now. These technologies are available now, but it will not be there forever. One day we wake up. This week, Google went off for 1 hour, and you can see how the world was in turmoil. I was working, and then first client sent a message, Eben, our systems are not working. And I said, oh yeah, mine too is not working, because my system is also linked to that. We all use the same Google platform. I said, mine too is not working, so you are not alone. Then I did a future. I realized, this is off, this is off, this is off, that is off. And I online, I started seeing the international news. Google systems are down for 1 hour. You see, so technology, yes, is good, but these things, it's still possible that one day you can just shut it off. You can just, okay, all websites that are Christ or Christian linked or Christ linked or whatever should be cleared from service. It will happen. Because we find interesting ways where now Twitter and YouTube and Facebook are censoring and just filtering things out, which doesn't conform to their so-called community standards. You see, so for instance, Twitter can say that they don't accept this on their platform. That's their platform. If you don't like, go, take it or leave it. And that's how it is. One day you wake up and then a policy will come. No radio station should talk against this or that or that or that. Take it or you are off the air. You are closed down as a station. That's why we keep saying that these things that we are saying now, we are able to say it now because the freedom is there to say it now. A time will come, we will not have the opportunity to say it. So if you hear it now, hear it and keep it, because a time will come, you will not hear it on any radio station, because no radio station will have the platform to talk about these things. You know, especially when it's being clamped down. And already some voices, not in Ghana, but voices elsewhere have started saying that it's time to clamp down on the Christians who are warning against people doing this or that. You know, it's not going to be an easy road for Christians in the times ahead.
Can you read this? Just read this snapshot. I had it on my YouTube.
This is a message to Yao from YouTube. Your content was removed due to a violation of our community guidelines. Because it's the first time, this is just a warning. If it happens again, your channel will get a strike and you won't be able to do things like upload, post, or live stream for 1 week. Okay.
And
what was the content there?
The doctors who are saying that it's against the doctors who are against COVID-19.
They say they are clamping down.
This is the kind of message.
Yeah, YouTube, they said they are clamping down on all those, any dissenting voices.
It's coming.
Everybody should obey the globalists.
Be prepared. So we'll be off social media, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, as Brave Ben said, radio, TV, a time is coming. You cannot get it. So this time, when you have the opportunity, download them. Brave Ben, trust me.
Mm-hmm. So that's it. And these are the times we live in. The reason why we keep stressing these things is the fact that it's the reality on the ground, but unfortunately it's not all who are able to link it to the spiritual reality. So we are seeing it unfolding right before our eyes, but it's not all who are able to link it to the spiritual dynamics or what the Bible says. Those who understand it, I sometimes see some posts of some friends in the US and some are interesting. I mean, I saw one that says, we are living in the pages of the book of Revelation. And you see, these are people who understand what is happening and what the Bible also says. You see, when you understand both ways, it's exciting sometimes. You know, that tell you the truth. Sometimes you see a news item and you are just smiling. You know that the Bible is true. Because it can only be the Bible that can precisely give an advanced message like this, and it's happening right before our eyes. You see it unfolding in a dramatic way. But sometimes people just can't understand it. You see, the God we serve God, I don't know how to describe him, but you know, he knows what is coming ahead of time. That's why I keep referring to this John 16:13.
Okay.
The Holy Spirit will teach us, will show us what is to come. That's why when you read Joel, it talks of the fact that there will be dreams and visions. If there are going to be dreams and visions, that means there should be things which are not fully written in the Bible. Because if it was fully written in the Bible, then there's no need to show it again in a dream or a vision. So the dreams and the visions are going to supplement what is in the Bible and agree with what is in the Bible. But it's extra information, qualifying, making it like better particulars of some things that are in the Bible. Because it's not everything that was written in the Bible fully. But there are some things God will now give better clarity as the time gets closer and draws near. Because that's when now the dreams and the visions and words of prophecy, these are where these things come in. And God has been giving these warnings to various people in various countries, in various ways. And I believe
a lot of and the rain were in about
So we want to just draw your attention to a few of these things, these messages, which some many years ago, but you see, a true word of prophecy will stand the test of time.
Yeah.
And gradually, as we are ending this year, and a friend wrote that she is scared of 2021 already. You know, well, I can't begrudge such people, because you see, you don't need to be a prophet to know that this world is spinning towards strange times. Let me put it that way. But if there's one assurance or one statement I can make in this regard, this should be something that should also encourage us to get closer to God. Because if you are not sure of the times ahead, then the safest net is to be in the net of the one who knows the time coming. Yeah. Because if God knows next year, then he is the best person to be with in right agreements, be in link with him, in right communion. You see, we should... This is the time to sharpen our Christian faith. Unfortunately, Christmas tends to be the time when people draw out, get into lukewarmness and enjoyment and forget about God and all sorts of lifestyles and all that. Seriously, this Christmas should be one Christmas we should limit our enjoyment and be more spiritually sensitive and spiritually in tune with the Holy Spirit. Because, see, the Holy Spirit gave me this analogy some time back. You know, if you watch the relay races, 4x1 or 4x4, you know, when the one receiving, about to receive the baton, he doesn't stand there and then wait till he gets it before he starts running before he receives it. You don't wait. You see, most times Christians wait 31st before they start praying. Like 31st night, and then it's like, okay, New Year's resolution. First, I'll read my quiet time, do my quiet time, and read my Bible every day. I'll pray every morning. Then, you see, we don't have to wait till the new year before we become spiritual. Let's rather end the year being spiritual, so that by the time we are hitting 31st, we're already peaking, and then we are flowing straight into a new level. But you don't wait. Enjoy, and chill. Then we finish, and then okay. Now, you consume them. No, let's get spiritual this Christmas. Let's spend time. You know, those who are on break or get breaks from their works and all that, don't use all the time just visiting. COVID time, because I don't visit by heart. Spend time. I mean, most people have not spent time even 1 hour, one solid hour alone with God this year. Some, of course. Because it's like, we are busy every day, we are busy throughout. Even when COVID came, the lockdowns, people, I mean, unnecessary things, TV. Let's turn technology off. Now, sometimes I put my phone off, just to cut off calls or messages. Because, you see, if we don't do these things, we don't cut ourselves off the system, we can't concentrate on God sometimes. We can't concentrate on God, let me put it that way. So let's also learn, take advantage of the times ahead. We have almost 2 weeks to the end of the year. Or no, less than 2 weeks. But the days ahead, decide that this year, this Christmas season, is going to be a time where you are going to grow spiritually, to continue into it through the next year. You are being spiritual now. No, wait. Don't say that you are waiting till 1st January before you do a resolution to start being spiritual. No. Start it now and then increase the momentum and then accelerate into the next year. That's the best approach to maintain your spirituality. Yeah, let's move on from there.
Reverend, we say a very good evening to each and everyone doing the listening us now. As we said, this happens to be the final edition for the year. I would just be surprised if it also becomes the fire. And that's what can happen, you know. We thank God. We say God bless management of this radio station for how far they've allowed this program to come into you, Brother Eben, for the time, energy, you've committed, resources as well, because you drive to this place. It's not easy. God bless you. And to MBY, our technician, we say God richly bless you. And for all those that have been doing the listening, God will richly bless all of you. But we're saying the little we have shared on this program, kindly keep all of them. And as Braben gave the website, www.spiritissues.info, spiritissues.info, when you go there, you get access to the various weeks, the messages that have been preached, and you can download them and to put them down. And as well, now he puts a lot of information, the news and stories that we read, he puts them there, spiritissues.info. You can get them there. And today, but you know, Reverend started with Christmas. Many of us, we claim we don't have time for God because of our work. But when it comes to Christmas, at least we have holidays given in the name of Christ. What do you do with those days? Mm-hmm. You know, I wouldn't want to waste my time on this Christmas celebration brouhaha. You know, I've done some audios. If you want it, I can send it to you. But there is one thing I can tell you. During Christmas, the whole world, if doesn't remember anything, they remember the birth of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Jesus was not giving birth on the 25th December. No. But at least when it gets to that day, virtually every human being you meet on earth will tell you Jesus was born. So at least they knew Jesus was born. And why was Jesus born? To come and save mankind from sin. So during the time of Christmas is the time. You and me, we must think about sin. Do we have any sin in us? The purpose for which Christ was giving birth to was not to eat, but to save mankind from sin. So during the time of Christmas, that is when we should think much about sin. Sadly, the church has left Christmas for the world. Many churches will say we don't celebrate Christmas because it comes from pagan background or is related to pagan. Let me ask you a question, do you sit at home? I consider that our king, Nana Osei-Tutu, and his people meet at the palace, pouring libations, calling upon desperate and others. Do you people stay at home? No. You go to church. So why is it that you claim this is pagan? And instead of you using it to preach about Christ, that day majority of you say you wouldn't do anything. Then you have your children running away and going to join the stupid thing the world is doing. When you read the word of God, Psalm 118, verse 24. Psalm 118, verse 24. It said, this is the day the Lord have made. I'll be glad and rejoice in it. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. January, February, March, April, May, June, up to December. December 25th is the day the Lord has made. So we will rejoice and be glad in it. After all, didn't we come from pagan religion? Majority of us. So if we came from there, and the same time they are using that pagan to do their own thing, we are using it to preach Christ. The simplest and easiest day you can preach Christ is 25th December. Because that day, everybody's mind, including a Muslim, will tell you this is the day Jesus was born. So when you meet them, you tell them Jesus was not born on this day, but it is a commemoration. Then you take the opportunity to preach Christ. If 25th December, we are to take to the streets, corner, pass and others to preach Christ, sin will have minimized.
Oh, yeah.
Sin will have been minimized. But sadly, we claim we wouldn't celebrate Christmas. But I will be home preparing your church. The day that they give to Muslims to celebrate Eid al-Adha, don't they give all Ghanaians holiday? When we stay at home, does that make us Muslims?
No.
So why is it, are you saying that a Christmas started from pagan religion, so you didn't celebrate it? The way you celebrate it, that is what matters. I was born on 25th December. During that time, every year, I'm in fasting. That is how I celebrate my Christmas. I fast and pray and say, Jesus, help me. If there is any sin in me, is that one a sin? But you claim you not celebrate it. You are eating at your nepacha, hiding at home. May Jesus have mercy upon us. So take this Christmas. Jesus was born to save us from our sins. So during this time, reflect more and preach Christ to people. Don't allow sinners to take the day for granted. We must take the day from their hand. Now, as we were talking about this corona vaccine and others, for our information, false prophets are going to play a very key role in this end time.
Oh, yeah.
Very key role in this corona. Now, it is one of the key signs God gave us. Let's read Matthew 24. Matthew 24, verse 4 and 5, verse 11 and verse 24. Matthew chapter 24, 4 and 5. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, that I am Christ, and will deceive many. They are going to point people to Jesus. That Jesus is the Christ. And immediately you hear that you say, wow, this is a man of God. And Jesus said they will do that just to deceive you and me. Mm-hmm. Verse 11. And the many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. Verse 24, Matthew 24. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs, and the wonders, that it were very possible they will deceive the very elect. They are going to show signs and wonders to deceive the very elect. I have a certain video in which a doctor in the USA says somebody, a Christian, called them to tell them that now pastors are being bribed $30,000 for them to convince their members to go for the vaccine.
Wow.
I'll be sending that black woman, is it Cameroonian? Dr. Esther Stella Emanuela. That woman. Says somebody called her. That do you now know they are bribing pastors with $30,000? Reverend, if U.S. people are being bribed $30,000, how do you think our Ghanaian pastors must be bribed? And they will tell me and you to go for it. And Bremen, to link that one, the message I sent to you the other time, the lady, Alberta, she was in Lebanon, and she had a dream, and the Lord told them that it is the church that will deceive majority of Christians to take the mark of the beast. That was in 2018. Mm-hmm. 2018. And Reverend, that video, the white woman's own, sent it to me. The white woman the other time who was saying, the Lord showed her vividly that it is the church system. Yeah. And even men and women of God who are talking about the mark of the beast, they will tell people to go for it.
Yeah.
And to link this with Revelation chapter 13, why do you think that the false prophet, the Antichrist will need a false prophet? Mm-hmm. Revelation chapter 13, 1 to 10 is the Antichrist. And 11 to 18 is the false prophet. Why is it that even after the Antichrist has come, he still needs a false prophet?
To come and deceive.
To come and deceive who? The children of God. That is why his name is false prophet.
Yeah.
False prophet come to deceive the prophets of the children of God. So every false prophet warning Jesus gave in the Bible was to the church. So if the false prophet were to come after the Antichrist, why would they lie to you people, me and you, that by then the children of God will not be here?
Yeah, what was the false prophet coming
to do? What was the false prophet coming to do? Because if rapture has happened, the whole world will be at the beck and call of Satan.
Yeah.
He doesn't need a false prophet to deceive anybody. All he's doing that now he had power and the rule to move.
Yeah.
But the reason why he needs the false prophet in Revelation chapter 13, verse 11 to verse 18 is that the children of God will still be here and he needs to deceive them.
Certainly.
And that is one of the topics for the Great Tribulation. He said the false prophet factor. So, if you need a false prophet, then you should definitely get to know that we are here, we are going to be deceived. And be warned of following false prophets. Don't think God is going to have mercy on you, no. He said, for lack of knowledge, my people are destroyed. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. He didn't say, for lack of knowledge, I will have mercy upon them. He didn't say, for lack of knowledge, I'm going to consider them. He said, for lack of knowledge, my people are destroyed. And the very words of Jesus concerning false prophets and those they are leading. In Matthew chapter 15, let's read it. Matthew chapter 15, verse 14. Listen to what Jesus said about false prophets and those following them. Matthew 15, 14. Let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into a ditch. If the blind lead the blind. So if you allow a false prophet to lead you, brethren, the most dangerous people I know on earth are false prophets. The most dangerous.
Yeah.
And you know, the worst of false prophets are those who do not even know they are false prophets. Mm-hmm. The worst of false prophets are those who think they are working for God, but they don't know seducing spirits have taken over them. Mm-hmm. For those who are real false prophets, they know. So by all means, they will not want to preach messages that will go against Satan. So for them, you see that most of the time, they will be preaching a lot of the prosperity messages without repentance and others. But for those who have been called by God, but they have missed the way because of doctrine, they will be preaching holiness. They will be preaching righteousness. They will be preaching everything good. But there may be a doctrine they are getting it wrong. And they do not even know they have been deceived. So the worst of false prophets are those who are working for Satan unawares.
Yeah.
When you read Revelation chapter 23, verse 13 and 15, Revelation 23:13, he said the Pharisees have loved the kingdom of heaven. They themselves will not go in, and they won't allow others to go in. So supposing you and me, we are following a Pharisee, what happens? Once they have loved the kingdom of heaven, the verse 15 says, they travel sea and land to make one person proselyte, their disciple. And afterwards, they make the person two times the candidates of hell. So they will come and do crusade and convert you to come and follow them. But they will make you two times the candidates of hell. Matthew 23 verse 15. Don't be deceived. And remember Jesus Christ warned us. Let's read it. Revelation chapter 2. Verse 9. Revelation chapter 2. Verse 9. He said, I know thy works and thy tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them who say they are Jews and are not, but are synagogue of Satan. Some people claim they are Jews, but they are synagogue of Satan. Some people claim they are Christians, pastors, apostles, prophets, but they are synagogue of Satan. This is what Jesus is saying, you know. Don't be deceived. And now, after the false prophet, there is another category of deception that they are going to use. And that category of deception is through people that a lot of people respect, a lot of people look up to, those that have a lot of followers. That is great deception through very respectable and well-known human beings. They could be politicians. They could be musicians. They could be sports folks. They could be rich folks. They could be educational people. They could be medical people. They could be scientists. They are going to use them a lot. A lot. And they will use them in PR to lure me and you. Just today, I received a message, a video. A nurse was taking COVID vaccine on camera. For somebody that brethren, with this COVID, the way they are talking about it, bastardizing, if you want to pick anybody for a video and a live show, by all means, they will have tested the system of the person, boosted the system of the person, giving the person every best thing needed because they knew they wouldn't have to let it through. But surprisingly, in this video, the nurse collapsed right in live video after taking the vaccine. 16 minutes later, that's what I heard.
Yeah.
After taking the vaccine, she collapsed. This is a person they checked everything and knew is going to work well. But in camera, she collapsed. Today, Bevan also gave me one about a queen of some place. And they were doing PR. You know, they were as if they took in the injection and injected there. And immediately they did it. She said, oh, that is a shot. It's okay.
but the needle, the camera captured at the mouth of the needle, the rubber was still there. The syringe rubber was still covering the needle. So they were trying to trick us. What is in this version that they are trying everything to trick us? What is in there? They are trying. The woman sat down as if they have given her the injection. And immediately they said, oosh, that's okay. The way she pretended. But the camera captured the needle and the rubber was still there. This is what is happening. And now, Eben, as Eben said, please, listen, the Bill Gates link, when you get it, the one he said you join Obama. Mm-hmm. Obama, Bush, and Clinton have already said that they will want to take the version in camera to promote confidence in the version.
On camera.
On camera. Mm-hmm. And now, Gates has also said the same thing. First and foremost, get this. Politicians are not Christians.
Oh, yeah.
And they are not Jesus Christ. And they are not the Holy Spirit. So we don't have to trust them. No. Because why? These are politicians. They believe in all religions. They believe in all religions. And such people are not Christians. And they always want to. Now, get this. Now they can bring them in camera. And Reuben, they will produce something. Put it in their COVID bottle. Branded, sealed. They will, everybody will see this is, and they have branded it COVID. Do you know whether it is water that is in there or COVID?
Yeah.
So for these people, they can come in camera, produce something, package it like COVID vaccine, label it, and there will be only water inside. They will come and take the syringe and inject these people in video for everybody to believe they have taken the COVID vaccine. But truly, truly, they have not taken. Didn't, how do we call it? Bill Gates, doctor, one of the doctors, said the children have not been taken vaccine. Bill Gates, one of his doctors, some time back, said that Bill Gates' children don't take vaccine. So why is he so much obsessed about vaccine? So they can come to lure you in camera. I'll be reading some prophecies about Obama. The reason why I'm talking about Obama is that I personally also saw Obama in a dream. And I know he has a very key role to play. But before then, get to know politicians always want to take us unaware. Many, somebody was saying, oh, UK, they said, is not going to be compulsory. Please, let's think. Do you believe politicians? Let me use my country, Ghana. When the nose mask was coming, baby, was it compulsory? Our president was virtually begging and advising, fellow Ghanaians, please try and wear the mask. Try. And later, they took it to court, brought the law, make it an act, went to parliament, and now it's a law. And now it is compulsory. Whereby you can go to prison. It is the same format it will take. But usually, they don't want the children of God to prepare brethren. So they will tell you, oh, it wouldn't be compulsory. And we will relax. Instead of preparing. Because now, let me say, there are people outside. If you don't come to Ghana now, listen, if you are outside, and if you have people in living outside country, tell them this. If they don't come now, and now the COVID vaccine become compulsory, and the COVID passport become compulsory, they cannot travel again. They will be there. And listen to this. If even the indigenous are going to have it tough, if the whites in their countries, remember, they are going to have it tough with their government. How much more you who came there? And even majority of you do not even have paper. How much more you a black person who have come to live in your land? If the indigenous who are white are going to have it tough. But because they don't want you to prepare to run,
They will tell you it's not going to be compulsory. Mm. And because majority of us have made a lot of investments there, buildings, job, businesses, cars, like Lot's wife. The Lord told Lot and his wife, go, don't look back. The looking back was the thing there. Because the property they were living, can you imagine the property Lot got when he departed from Abraham? They took all of them to Sodom. And now they are living all without anything. This is how salvation, Shabra, another one, maybe just show me. And this guy, you know, if you don't try this politician. Benjamin Netanyahu. He said he's the first Israel to get COVID vaccine. Start of return to normal life. Have you seen? Don't trust any of them. They all work for the Antichrist. He is going to take his show too. So they will do this and you will want to follow them. Thinking they are working for Jesus.
Normal life.
Normal life. So have you seen? My dear brother, my dear sister. If the people outside don't come home now, when they start, they cannot do anything. And as I was saying, the same way Lot and the wife were taken from Sodom and Gomorrah, is the same way the children of God will be taken from the earth. We are not going to carry anything. So now start making move. A time is coming you cannot access your money in the bank. Even now, without the marks, can you go to access that money? You may transfer some few money onto your mobile money. But the chunk of the money there, you cannot get it. And that time is coming. This is the time. Don't wait for it to come. Start thinking ahead. Because they don't want you to be prepared. They want to seize all your assets. For me, I'm using every asset I have rather to work for the kingdom. And to get more properties in heaven. That is why Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6. 19 to 21. Do not store up treasures here on earth, but store it in heaven. And he showed us how to store it in heaven by showing the rich man in Matthew chapter 19 from 16 down that he should go and sell whatever he had, give to the poor and come and follow him. Invest in the kingdom. Every investment me and you we are making here, we are going to leave it. Because they will force us. Like the message Rebel read from Brazil. They are not making law. They will begin with limited privileges. Limited privileges. And it will get to no privileges. Then it will go to no rights. And it will become imprisonment. This is how they go. The Lord always wants his children to think ahead of time.
Yeah.
He grants us the wisdom. But sadly, because we have not believed in the word of God as it is, now we are blindfolded. So we don't even understand what is happening. One of the key reasons why many men, women of God are not understanding what is happening is we believe rapture will come before great tribulation.
Oh yeah.
That is one thing that has blindfolded me and you. But please, don't let us go that way. Because they want to deceive us. Now they will use the media, as Rebel showed to me. He had taken it. So majority of people that love him, assuming Nana Akufo-Addo and President Mahama, Nana Akufo-Addo president, former President Mahama, all of them one day go to stand and take the common vaccine with media, broadcasting, Peace FM, Joy FM, Spirit FM, Susuma FM, Radio, TV, every broadcast. They say, oh, even our two main political leaders, Nana Akufo-Addo and President Mahama, oh, they have gone for the vaccine. What do you think will happen? Those who are diehard MPP and NDC, we will not even think we will go. And that is how they will pay all those people. If Benjamin Netanyahu has gone for his Israel, a whole Israel, theirs is gone.
But is it not there too that they've started the
rabbi? They have started that. A whole rabbi. So if them are doing this, what of Ghana? This Yano. It's going to be worse. Be prepared. This is how the hatred in the world will come.
Oh, yeah.
When we ever link in that, they will let it look as if you who is not
vaccinated that have not gone for the vaccine. You are now blocking their freedom.
Mm.
So they want to do you everything for you to take it. That is how the hatred will come.
Mm-hmm.
Are you prepared? Am I prepared? Listen. They will not, they will tell you it's not going to be forced. But when the banks demand it,
the shops,
when the air travels demands it, when the shops demands it, when police people are there checking, is it not indirectly compulsory?
Mm-hmm. And that's what the NGO...
This is what the NGO said. It begins.
Yeah.
And they are moving step by step, step by step, no, step by step.
Remember during the lockdown, the Kumasi Accra lockdown?
Yeah.
You pass Atenga Junction.
So this is how it's going to happen. They will tell you it's not compulsory, but you will be tied to the corner that if not the fear of God and the perseverance of God and His grace, that will help you. You will surely go for it. This is how is going to be. And you see, in this end time, we need total dependence on the word of God.
On the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
For wisdom.
As Jesus, for wisdom. Jesus is the wisdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
1 Corinthians 1:24. He said, we preach Christ.
Mm-hmm.
He said, it's the wisdom and the power of God. Listen, Jesus, after fasting and praying for 40 days, had to depend on the word to overcome Satan. In Matthew 4:1-11, Jesus, after fasting and praying for 40 days, 40 nights, no food, no what's up, he needed the word. And me and you, even says to us, it's a problem. And we think Satan is afraid of us. Forget. I saw two videos to this effect. They ask a very sensible question. This is the question they ask. In a video, they said, in over 40 years of research by medical experts, no vaccine yet for HIV/AIDS. Hundreds of years and still no vaccine for cancer. Ongoing research for years for common cold and still no vaccine. Yet in 1 year, they have developed a vaccine for COVID-19. And you think that we should just keep mute and allow ourselves to be used for this experiment? This is a big question. Common cold, yes, they are yet to get a vaccine. Cancer, over 100 years. Yet to get a vaccine.
The flu vaccine that they use in the US. Every year people still die.
Then common HIV. Over 40 years, no vaccine. And you are telling me within 1 year, you have COVID vaccine. For us, our doctors, the doctors, they say we are sharing it on WhatsApp. Write this number down. For YouTube, that's what I showed the brethren. They want me, if I post it again, they are going to take my listing off or to ban me for 1 week.
First warning.
The first warning. So for WhatsApp, we are sharing 0204. Write it down. 200444. 0204. 200444. We have so far shared up to part 3. It's not with part 4 and 5. And we're going to share a lot of videos. And the nanoparticle and this nano robot something. We have a video of this man, Boris, UK.
Boris Johnson
talking about it. And Reverend, it's serious. Do you know it can even go into your brain to pump vaccine? Nanochips is there.
The technologies that have been done behind the scenes, secret technologies, they are virtually countless. You see, let's not forget that the devil also gives wisdom to people.
Thank you.
To do things. We should not downplay his intelligence. You know, when the Bible talks about, if you read critically, the Revelation 13 emphasis on the wisdom, that should cause every Christian.
Revelation 13 verse 18.
Yeah.
He said, here is wisdom.
the fact that wisdom has been put there means
it is not just straight.
If you are not wise spiritually,
it is not plain.
You will not see it.
It will be spiritually discerned.
You need spiritual wisdom, which of course is the Holy Spirit inspired wisdom, to understand the key message there. So clearly, if you look at things from the surface, on the surface with just your normal analysis, you'll be deceived. Fully deceived.
Don't be deceived by anybody. Don't use your brain, my brain. So we are still sharing that video. Now, Barack Obama said, when it comes, he's going to be in camera, on camera live, listening to some prophecies about Obama. And Obama, I know he will come again. He has something doing. I saw a dream. In the dream that I said I was nearly deceived, some people were playing blast band and were coming dancing, and we were also dancing, meeting them on too. I was prompted. The person I saw leading was Obama. It was Obama I saw. I don't dream and remember.
Yeah.
I'm not good at dreams. But that dream alone, I remembered. Now listen to these dreams. Prophecies given to Raymond Aguilar. We know Obama is not on. Why is the Lord making me to read them now? This prophecy was given on the 17th of November 2008. 17th November 2008. And the title is Occurrence, Barack Obama and Demons. And I read, I do not understand. There's a prophecy number 1934. 1934 given to Raymond Aguilera on the 17th of November 2008. I do not know. I do not understand the Lord's timing in revealing this words, but here are some of the words the Lord gave me about Barack Obama during the past year. Barack Obama has a very large and powerful demonic force behind him. If the Lord gave this about Barack Obama, and he is saying he is going to take the vaccine in camera or on camera, and me and you want to follow him, somebody with a high demonic backing. Then he continued. Barack Obama is a lowlife and a liar. Barack Obama is a loser. Then the Lord said, do not fear, Raimondo. I'll protect you. You are mine. This is also another prophecy. Prophecy number 1935. And it was given on the 29th. Of November 2008 at 2:30 p.m. And it said the title. It said, Messiah, do you believe it? Let me read what it entails. During prayer, the Lord gave me a vision of Barack Obama and said, paint it and call it Messiah. Do you believe it? And you know the painting. The painting was Barack Obama who was hanged on the cross. That was the picture he, Raymond. Raymond is an artist.
He's an artist, yeah.
And he saw it and the Lord said, paint it and write, Messiah, do you believe it?
According
so what is the probability he wouldn't be coming as the Messiah? And that is what the Lord is saying, do you believe it? This is 2008. And as we speak now, he's not in power. So why did the Lord give this? But the Lord said, read this now. Let's see another. This is prophecy number 1940 and given to Raymond Aguilera on the 6th of May 2009 at 11:15 a.m. And it's entitled, No, Obama is not saved. Was it not a lot of men and women of God who said Obama was a Christian?
Oh, yeah.
All of us blacks, we were clapping. TDJ, Jakes, and others. Listen. He said, whilst I was driving to pick up Jason from school, the Lord asked me, comedy poll, why haven't you asked me if Obama is saved? It's the Lord who asked him. Then he, Raymond, said, I said, maybe it is not for me to know, and it is best I do not know. Because as at that time, Obama was in power. Listen to what the Lord said. Then the Lord said, go ahead and ask me. Then he said, I said, I know this is going to open up many problems for me. Well, is Obama saved? So he asked the question like and without zeal. Listen to the answer. The Lord said, no, Obama is not saved. So if such a person said he will be taking
the version for everybody to see and you want to follow him. Prophecy number 1975. And it was given on the 22nd November 2009 at 7:40 a.m. And I read, he said, President Obama is going to hurt himself and the country physically, mentally, and spiritually. Barack Obama is not of the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. This is a message the Lord gave. I'm just reading the excerpt that has to do with Obama. Prophecy number 2120, given to Raymond Aguilar on the 20th September 2012 at 11:49 a.m. Obama believes he's so smart and intelligent, but he is in the pocket of Satan. And I'm reading excerpt. Obama believes he is smart and intelligent, but he is in Satan's pocket. What a fool. The dumb and the blind will fall into the same pit. Obama with his lies and followers will fall into judgment like a rock sinking into the abyss. At judgment, I will hang his tongue. He said, I will hang him by the tongue, which will be wrapped up around his neck. He believes, no one sees his lies, but I see him like a clear glass. He cannot hide himself. If God gave this prophecy about Obama, and now he said he is going to lead the version, and you want to take it, you have been deceived. Prophecy number 2138, given to Raymond Aguilar on the 14th November 2012. Arise 7:35 a.m. and is entitled, It was no accident Barack Obama was elected President of the United States of America. Mm-hmm. And I read excerpt. It was no accident Barack Obama was elected President of the United States. I, Jehovah, place him there. So whenever God said he placed somebody there, it doesn't mean he's a child. I, Jehovah, place him there. For him there to punish him and this country for their sins. Mm-hmm. President Obama isn't stopped by accident. He is stopped by design. And you are going to follow this person God called stupid, who said he would take vaccine for everybody to see? Now, prophecy number 2199, given to Raymond Aguilar, 26th February 2014, at 9:12 a.m. entitled, President Obama's brain is like this donut. He was in power. Mm-hmm. When he was giving this prophecy, he said, the Lord said, President Obama's brain is like, he said, the Lord gave me a vision of a sugarless donut. Mm-hmm. Then now the prophecy came. The Lord said, President Obama's brain is like donut. It has a big hole in it, and no amount of rice can fill it. Brethren, these are prophecies that the Lord gave concerning Barack Obama.
It shows who he is.
And he shows who he is. And now he is saying he will take the vaccine in camera.
We shouldn't be deceived.
And many of us Christians will be deceived by him.
You know, the,
we are not scaring you.
The
truth is that deception is coming.
Oh, yeah.
True politicians, true our pastors. And as we said, if pastors are being bribed, those in USA, some of them are being given $30,000 in Ghana. Only $10,000 or even $5,000 will do the trick.
That's a crowd.
We are not scaring you. Don't follow anybody. Follow Jesus and the word. Pray more, fast more, and live in holiness and righteousness. If you want to be added to the group, to be receiving daily messages, or the earlier videos of the doctors, over 20 doctors are saying, worldwide, we don't want the vaccine. He said, it has not proven to be effective, and it will not hinder the disease. As we even read through the news, that they said, that after taking the vaccine,
nose mask,
you still need nose mask and social distancing.
And then,
why then are they making it a force? May Jesus be fast. There's the number. 0204. There's the last one for the year. 0204. God willing, next week, by that time, I'm away. Swagro will be preaching there. 0204 200 0204 0204 200 444. But for those of you that speak Cree, every Monday morning we preach on Sunsum FM. There used to be sister stations. They say Yatiomo. So if you speak Cree, every Monday morning, 6 to 7 on Sunsum FM, we preach every Monday, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. May the good Lord be. The number 0204 200 444. 0204 200 444. Reverend, may the good Lord bless you for all the COVID food you brought in. Every week when we come, we get COVID food. Rice, may the good Lord bless you for every penny you have given us and every support you've given us. May Jesus Christ be with you. Amen.
Amen. You know, the times we live in, it calls for more attention to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Because if you don't hear him, you know, that's why there's this song I like by the Brooklyn. I mean, lead me, Lord, I will follow. Lead me, Lord, I will go. You see, if we don't get him to lead us, we'll get into error. And we are at a sensitive time where if you get into error, you are in trouble. You may not recover. You see, it's so important and it's so crucial where we find ourselves now that if there was ever a time that we would desire to hear from God directly, it is now. If there was ever a time we desire to know God more for ourselves, it is now. You see, the days of holding on to your church doctrine and my pastor said, please, let's get back to the Bible and let the Holy Spirit lead us and guide us. Yes, we need spiritual leaders to guide us, but it's important we know God for ourselves ultimately, first and foremost. Because, you see, you cannot link your faith to someone. If that person fails, you are in trouble. But if you know God for yourself, at least if the system is failing, you can know that and jump out. You see, because it's just like you are in a car and you know that where this thing is going, something is not right. And yeah, aging aya, pampana, way bus. But you see, if you are not aware, you don't even know where you are going. If you are going the wrong way, how would you know? You see, let's say we are going to Accra, and then you open your eyes and then offensive road. Ideally, you don't go to Accra using offensive road unless you just. Clearly, you know that something is wrong. You see, so if you don't know your destination, you'll be driven anywhere, and then you'll be off. And it's important because if people should look at, you don't need to be a prophet. Just look at the way 2020 has shaken the world. And you see, I keep saying that the Bible I read tells me that things are going to get worse. And so clearly, this is the time to hold on to God more than ever before. More than ever before. 2021 is not going to be a better year. Don't be deceived. No. The truth is the truth. You see, the world is getting worse and worse. Sin is increasing. Things are getting off. You see, it's clear. That's the bottom line. But we Christians have our hope in Christ. So the least you can do is to hold on to Christ more.
Hallelujah.
It's just like you embrace a tree. And now they ensure that you have a padlock to you lock yourself.
You lock yourself.
Because we can't gamble to leave Christ now. No. The wind that is blowing is so evil that once you leave, you may not get back fully. And it's so important because the devil has stepped up the game. Seriously stepped up the game. More demons are being released. And it's like these demons of transgender and LGBT are a whole breed of demons being released onto the earth. And all sorts of things are happening. So, you see, when we warn that don't let your children watch these things and all, they are using every means possible. The children are in the attack group. They want to attack the children. You see, for this LGBT group, they need the children more. Because if you poison them at that younger age, then you can use them. You see, so the devil is coming on full onslaught against the church. Unfortunately, the church seems not to understand what is happening.
Because of wrong doctrine.
We are being deceived. Yes, it's serious.
Because of wrong doctrine.
You see, because the timing, we think, we will go and nothing will happen. Now we are here and now we are seeing things unfolding.
Reverend,
we've not gone. We are here.
I'm a bit happy because I'm hearing some of our brothers and sisters in the holiness
who says rapture before great tribulation. Now, many are warning, some are warning their people that they should not take the vaccine. At least
that's good.
That's a step in the right direction. We thank Jesus, they come to the full knowledge of accepting that we'll be here.
Yeah, if you look at the news, listen to today's news alone. Later, get to the website. When I get to home, I upload it.
Spiritissues.info.
Read the news about all the COVID things I read. Now, look at it logically. Is it not the same thing the Bible talks about? Because, you see, on the surface, it looks like, oh, well, it's not it, yes. But now, if you look at the things they are tying around it, without it, you can't go to shop. Without it, you can't buy. You can't do business.
You cannot go to church again when it gets there.
They are
the way the mask is doing now, that is how the vaccine will do.
Clearly, this is something that is, it's about control.
So, meaning the time is coming, it's, you know, you cannot go to that church again because you won't take it and you cannot go there. Meaning the auditorium is about to become useless.
I don't know if some will look at it and say, Kai, lie, lie, and you're they won't let the business go away.
But I will tell you, your soul is more important than that big church auditorium.
Oh, yeah.
Your soul. Don't lose that soul. So they will take it from us. So let's not spend my time and money on it again.
Oh, yeah. It's serious. But, you know, these are the times we live in. And we thank God this is the last edition of Issues 2020. Thank God for the new, for the last edition. And we pray that He'll give us the opportunity to be here for the next year to continue. You know, till He comes or till
our
season is over. Till our season is over. That's it.
Till I know you can hear till I
till we are off the air, off the system. We will keep sharing the truth. On unpalatable as it may sound and unpleasant as it may be to some, but you know, I thank God that we have faithful listeners whose lives... No, sometimes I'm there and I'll get a message from a listener. They now... I'm happy that people now see the news and they now understand that, yes. Then some even send me the links. Hey, Brother Ben, we saw this one. Say, that's good. Now you understand the things we are talking about. You see, let's understand the times we are in. And then let the Holy Spirit guide and teach us. You see, when you combine the Holy Spirit with knowledge... It becomes a powerful force. You see, but if you don't seek knowledge and you don't also allow the Holy Spirit to guide you and teach you,
cripple.
You get confused and then cripple, you get deceived. Blind. And that's where the whole issue is. We thank our listeners and those who helped the program the course of the year. Very special greeting to all of you and those outside the country, in Ireland, USA, Spain, those outside Kumasi, Cape Coast, Takrade, and other places, Accra, and all. Special greetings to all of you. And we pray that God will keep us safe and bring us back safely in the new year. We can only thank Him for His goodness. This is Edwin, and finish this program with Brother Yao Oredu. So you can get the recording on spiritissues.info. Spiritissues.info. Hope to record, upload it this evening once I get home. Yeah. All right. Okay. So good night and God bless you.